there. I'd like to begin with a fact. A simple yet shocking fact. A flood tide of
deadpan
is engulfing our country and is threatening to pervert an entire generation of our American children. We know that once a person is
deadpanite,
it is practically impossible for that person to adjust to normal attitudes in regard to sex. He is even enticed to enter the world of homosexuals, lesbians, sadists, masochists, and other
deadpanite
deviants. Perversion for
deadpan
profit. They glorify unnatural
deadpan.
The Military Chaplains Association of the United States, practically every major fraternal, civic, and religious organization, the juvenile court judges, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, innumerable psychiatrists, sociologists, and psychologists attribute the moral decay among our people in very large part to the obscene
deadpan
literature so prevalent in our society. This salacious
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast
weakens our resistance to the onslaught of the communist masters of deceit.
About this opening, deadpan friend Kurt from St. George grabbed this file from, or grabbed the audio from a circa 1964-65 public service announcement, actually financed by Charles Keating, speaking out against pornography, but kind of going off the deep end by saying that, by linking it to communism, etc. It is just a fucking joke and not an actual commentary on anything about deadpan itself. Just to be clear. Okay, on with the opening. Hey, hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 183. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, and my dream totem is still spinning. Not a whole lot to say in the intro babble this week. Nothing really much to say in the intro babble this week. We have a bunch of very short phone calls from another automobile journey. Bunch of voicemails this week. Yeah, I've got nothing to say in this intro babble. I'll only start dropping hints and teasers. I actually have what for me personally is a really funny, dumbass memory. It might be one of those you had to be there, but I guess we'll see. But that's just to let you know, if you don't hear it in this episode, coming up soon, there's going to be a pretty damn funny, dumbass memory involving a minivan. So if I forget, then remind me. All right, I have wasted enough of everyone's time. Let me try to find a promo, and then we will get on with the action.
This is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, with a public service announcement. Celtic versus Celtics. Though they are spelled the same way, the Celtics is a basketball team. Celtic, with a hard C, refers to the language and culture of a race of European people with an awesome style of music. Change the way you hear Celtic music with the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Hey, fan, it's Reaper. I thought I'd take a page out of you, Paris playbook, give you a call and to let you know where I am on my way up to my parents' house, calling out the very strange towns that are along the way. First one I'm heading through here is Van Dyne. So I'll call you at the next one.
This is Dr. Zoidberg. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Good morning, it's 5 a.m. I'm driving to work. I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts to get a coffee and bagel, even though it's a donut shop. And I just drank a Monster espresso drink, and oh, it's my turn to pay. And la la la, Deadpan is the way.
Hey, Pan, it's Reaper again. Now I'm in Oshkosh. Yes, that is the town where they make the kids clothes.
Bagosh.
Hey, Deadpan, this is the Energizer Bunny. I was so inspired by LeJean not sending in content that I thought I'd call in and not send in content too. Bye.
Hello, Deadpan. This is LeJean from Chandler. with a listing of the contents of my shoulder bag, also known as a MRS, to the young, new hip kids. 1 2010 date planner with pen. A set of portable aluminum chopsticks. 1 cell phone charger. 1 Bluetooth headset charger. 1 set of Lexan flatware with 2 forks, 2 spoons, and 1 knife. 1 12-volt AC to DC converter. 1 The Last Mimsy promotional Mimsy doll. That was the contents of the exterior flap pocket.
Hello. Just letting you know that all of us pixies listen to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
That's right. All of the pixies love Jack Mangan, and Deadpan is the pixie listening way.
Hey, Pan. Now I'm in New London. That's all.
This is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, with a public service announcement. Celtic music begins with you. If you enjoy the music I play or other artists on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and you want to see them perform live, get involved with your local Celtic community. If you don't have one, start one. Join me in changing the way you hear Celtic music. Make a change and listen to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Minutes of the last Barbarian Tribe board meeting, overseen by Khan Chaka, the Fire Umbrella. Item 1. I know we all love to grow our hair long and flowing, like the manes of our wild horse mounts, in styles that will one day be emulated by band members of Iron Maiden and Manowar and Dokken. But this also means that there will often be times where the hair product supplies are limited, at least until we can conduct a raid on some more metrosexual villages, like Greenwich or Scottsdale. Now, I won't ask any of you to go Michael Stipe. We just need to be more considerate when applying the leave-in conditioner, all right? All of us. Remember, when you're lathering up your locks with Pantene, that another warrior of doom is waiting to take his turn to style his hair. And let none of us forget the torture that old bearded Uhtred endured for that week we were out of Detangler. What a terrible way to die. Please, think of the needs of your fellow warriors. I'll make the same recommendation for the fingernail polish. All right, look. No more berserking. I know it's fun and attention-getting, but this is just getting out of hand. We're going to have to become a berserker-free tribe. Every time we go into battle, dozens of our guys are getting naked and swinging their hammer and axes at everything in sight. I'm looking at you, Carl. When you go into a berserker fit, A, you look ridiculous, and B, we often lose more of our own warriors than they do. My love for you is like a truck, but come on now with the berserker stuff. And besides, the last time our guys went berserk in the robot maze, it just made Evil Otto come out that much faster.
Berserk was a 1980s video arcade game where the player controlled a man inside a maze full of deadly robots, where if the player lingered too long on one screen, an invincible bouncing ball named Evil Otto would come out and destroy them. No, seriously, he was a deadly bouncing ball with a smiley face.
Item 3. About our banners. I'm okay with them being pink if that's truly what everyone wants. Maybe our enemies will mistakenly think that they were once blood red and that they just got bleached pink in the sun. No, my objection is to the image on our banners. No one, just no one, is going to be intimidated by a silhouette of a prancing ballerina. What's that, Scumbeard? No, it won't help if we embroider little fangs on her. Actually, the little horns you sewed on top of her head are freaking adorable, not terror-inducing. Look, just get rid of the damn ballerina. Try a dragon or a blood-stained hammer or a skull or something. And while you're at it, change the banner shape, will you? I don't know. Anything but heart-shaped.
This is Ed from Texas. Fry up your brains on Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Hey, Pan. This time, I will just went to Sugarbush. Do with that what you will.
The interior consists of the following. 1 eyeglasses case containing 1 pair of eyeglasses. One eyeglasses case, empty. One knee brace. One 2009 day planner. One MP3 player case with MP3 player, headphones, and cables, made by Nike. One wind-up flashlight. One pair. Three sets of gaming dice. Two cell phone holsters. Sets. One iPhone 3G... I'm sorry, make that two. iPhone 3G cases.
We really, really need to put a limit on the internal challenges to the death for command of the tribe. I can vouch personally, as your leader, it's getting damned tiresome to deal with, day in, day out. I respect your right to challenge me for the command scepter, as I did when our old leader, Dave Mustaine, had begun to lose his edge. But holy crap, fellas. We're going to have to limit the blood duels to one per day per challenger, and three total daily for the entire horde. I can't be squaring off against one of you fuckers every 15 minutes, every time I go hunting, or sit down to a meal, or every damn time I take a shit behind a bush, or every time I have my hair up in rollers and I'm just trying to relax with the latest issue of Cosmo. I need some kind of a break. We seem to have an extra venti double soy whip light two Splenda quad shot caramel macchiato frap, if anyone wants it. I've received word from Thordahl Skull Chewer's doctors. The operation was a success. He requests that from now on everyone refer to him, her, by her new name, Cassandra. It's great that we're the ruthless overlords of our domain, but we should really, really consider renaming this territory. The other tribe leaders always seem a little unimpressed when we ride up and declare ourselves masters of the steppes. I think it translates to sound something like we're the rulers of the back porch. No matter how brutal we are, demons of the pantry is just not intimidating to anyone. Why the hell are there so many twins here among us barbarians? No, you know, the goth tribes are actually pretty tough. They're not just a bunch of teenagers with dark lipstick and black number one hair dye and thick eyeliner and My Chemical Romance t-shirts, smoking clove cigarettes, waiting in line for the next Twilight movie. Don't underestimate them. They really have a lot of gall.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Keep it tuned here.
Clintonville.
This might be kind of a controversial idea, but after seeing that necromancer spells turn the entire Bloodjaw clan into slaughtered pigs, then watching him raise their human corpses an evil army of undead to attack us, I'm willing to be more open-minded about the beneficial use of magic in our clan. Maybe it's time we got past our superstitious distrust and considered lifting the ban on sorcery. I mean, come on. Every last one of us has read the Harry Potter books by now. I think we can handle it. Yes, yes, we covered this at the last meeting. What's best in life is to crush your enemies, see them driven before you, hear the lamentations of the women. No, generic Mongol hordesman, you're still wrong with that wind in your hair crap. Although, I'll admit, it does feel pretty nice after a good Paul Mitchell moisturizer and hot oil treatment. Okay, there's some crullers and coffee and orange tang, but before we break out for our brief intermission, one more item. Look, I know that we're barbarians, and that most of us met our wives by dragging them forcefully from their villages during raids. But you know, it just might behoove us to be a bit more sensitive in the future. The next time we sail our ships in search of coastal villages to attack, instead of kill, plunder, pillage, burn, and rape, let's just try a kill, plunder, pillage, burn, and talks over candlelight and a cup of coffee style of approach. All right, let's take a short break, and you can mull that over.
Okay, so I did a little song, right? And then I had to call back because the Dunkin' Donuts, like, cashier dude was kind of weird. So I was singing into the deadpan voicemail, and I hung up really fast because it was my turn to pay. It happened, like, really fast. And so I had to get my credit card out to pay for my coffee and my bagel. And the guy's like, what, you're not ready? And I'm like, I'm ready. And I hand him my card, and then he takes my card, and then he looks at me and he goes, is that a Garmin? Like, who asks you that? It's a GPS, right? Is that a Garmin? Like, he's excited. I thought it was weird. And then I'm like, okay. And then he's like, here's your fresh, hot coffee. This ought to wake you up. And I'm like, wow. I don't know. It was weird. It's the same guy that's always there when I get my coffee in the morning. But I wanted to sing more, but I didn't. And we got, it's 5 o'clock in the freaking morning. I'm almost at work. And this is CJ. Did I say that? I don't even know. You know, and I drink this Monster espresso drink, and now I'm going to have coffee because I have a problem. And that is that I go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I don't know about you. I mean, I know some of you do, like, the night shift and whatever, but I'm tired. And as much as I love my job, I really, really miss sleep sometimes. Do you miss sleep? I feel like I need someone to talk to right now. But I'm going to go to work and sit in my cube, and, hey, maybe I'll put something on the good time part. I've been so bad about that lately. Sorry. I have. Why am I babbling? Gotta go. Bye.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter.
Three of the big things.
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
Dead pan.
Smooth like
butter. Motherfucker!
Smooth like butter. Smooth like butter.
We are dead pan.
Hey, Pan, it's Reaper again. Now I'm going through Ember Grass. Yeah, I don't know where they come up with this shit.
1. iPhone charge cable. USB. 1. iPod shuffle. 4 gigabytes. 1. SCA Estrella War program guide. 1. order receipt for computer parts. 1 composition notebook. 2 magazines, KMT and Biblical Archaeology Review. 1 sketchbook. 1 case full of drawing pencils, assorted pencils from very, very hard to soft.
All right, if everyone can be seated. Yes, yes, let's get underway with the second portion of our Barbarian Tribe Council meeting. I'd like to start off the second portion of our meeting with a personal item. I'd really like a little more honesty when I ask you how a particular outfit looks on me. Henceforth, if I ask if a new loincloth makes my butt look big, the penalty for a dishonest answer shall be disembowelment. This is also going to be an unpopular suggestion, but I think we need to face facts. We're a nomadic tribe of marauders. We're rarely ever home for long. We don't need to keep paying for cable TV. It's just a waste of money. I know how much you guys enjoy the Bravo channel, but our schedule of plunder and destruction for the next few months is just packed. No, we tried TiVo, remember? Jormung the Beast had its hard drive filled in 2 days with all of his Lifetime Network movies. Now, I'm not proposing a complete shutdown. We'll keep our internet account going, and we'll try to get the Real Housewives seasons when they're released on DVD, so we can watch those on a portable player, wherever we can. You know, this way, we can just relax with some reality TV at the end of a long workday, in the charred, raised rubble of a town we've just savaged. Look, we all have beautifully toned, rippling pectorals, and I know that we love to wax them and oil them up so they glisten and push the homoerotic envelope. But we still might want to entertain the idea of wearing some armor in combat. Or at least carrying some damn shields once in a while. Those enemy knights might not look as sexy as us on the battlefield in their full suits of armor. But you know what? They can also land in a thorny bush and get right back into the battle, unlike any of us. Next item. No, I don't care what movies Conan went on to do. I still think that shotguns and machine guns are cheating. I know we're barbarians and all, but we have to draw some kind of line somewhere. All right, finally, this final item. As your leader, I must say that it does us both a great honor when you bring me the severed head of one of our sworn enemies. But you have to remember that these things start to stink pretty fast. It's gross. Sure, we can put them on spikes outside of my tent as trophies and warnings, but don't be offended if I put your prize head way out back, far away from my tent flap. I don't want that to be the first thing I smell in the morning, before I've even had my first bowl of crunch berries. Likewise, that rotting head stench is a real mood killer if I'm carrying a new, freshly conquered village girl back to my tent over my shoulder. And that's not to mention the bird problems these things create. The raven on that midnight dreary a few weeks back that kept repeating nevermore had me seriously freaked out. And that's it for our meeting at... Oh, wait. Secretary Klaus Schlong has just handed me a paper. Let me read it. It says... Ah, damn it. I have no idea how to read. Klaus Schlong, can you tell everyone the announcement yourself?
Yes, Chaka Khan. Sorry, men. I regret to inform you that Oprah's people have denied our application to appear on this season's Total Makeover episode. I know. Don't kill the messenger.
Too late. Well, men, this is a major disappointment. But we'll apply again next year. Come on, let's go drown our sorrows in some prisoner executions and some pints of Häagen-Dazs dark chocolate.
Just drove through Shano and passed a company called Shano Gun and Loan. LLC.
This is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, with a public service announcement. Celtic music is worth fighting for, and I'm not talking about armored cars and tanks and guns. Go out into your community and support your local Celtic artists. Attend Celtic festivals and listen to Celtic music online. Join me and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast as we change the way you hear Celtic music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Hey, Pam. I forgot I had to leave the country for a little while on this drive. I'm in the Menominee Nation.
One, eyeglasses cleaner. Fluid. Four eyeglasses cleaning cloths. One toothbrush. Four ballpoint pens. I hope you enjoyed that list. I would have called it in while I was actually checking through the bag, but apparently only 30 seconds are available when you call in on the voicemail line. I hope you enjoyed the contents of my MRS. Thank you.
Hey, fans, Reaper again. At some point, I went through a town called Kuchina, and then just passed by a historical marker. It just looked like two poles and a plaque. All right, Pam, so I lost signal in Carter, so I couldn't call there. And now I am in Wabino. So hopefully I'm getting pretty close now. Shouldn't be too many more places I have to call you from. Talk to you later. So now I'm in Lenona. They have a lumberjack museum. Kind of weird.
Dear stranger, thank you for playing this podcast. Don't look up. Don't look around you. Just act natural. I am being held captive by a bunch of lunatics in a greasy spoon diner. Please don't go to the authorities. I'm afraid of what they might do. They're saying the most bizarre things. I fear that the things they're saying are full of dark portent. In case I don't get out of this alive, I needed to record the things they're saying so that the world will know, in case there's truly something sinister going on here. Okay, there seems to be one who goes by the name the Energizer Bunny. I'm terrified to find out how she earned that name. She says, "You have us, Van. Smile. Truth is, I can't do that either. I have a friend who will strike up a conversation with the person in the seat next to them at a theater while waiting for the show. Not me, parentheses, or John, for that matter, close parentheses. When we're with him, we sit quietly in our seats and ignore him and everybody around us. Oh God, one of them actually has a truly threatening name. Reaper says, "Aw, crap, I forgot the hot sauce." I shudder to think what he intends to do with that hot sauce. The one codenamed Nomad Scry, he roughed me up a bit earlier. When he was through, he said, "I like that on House. The Brit speaks American, the Aussie speaks Brit, and the hacks all speak ellipsis, star, cough, star. There's one enigmatic character in the bunch, who I know only as Just a Joe. He said, "So I stayed up until 1:30 a.m. this morning trying to get some of the stuff done that has to be completed today. Back up at 6 a.m., discovered I had one day less than I thought I did, so more things were added to today's already not-to-scale WTF list. So of course, ellipsis, I have just discovered that my kitchen faucet has been flooding its cabinet and now pours out onto the floor. Champion." Okay, they seem to be fighting now a bit amongst themselves. If I can just play them against each other, I might just get out of here. One who might be one of their leaders, Espy, says, "Oh, I don't have a garter. Can I borrow that?" Star rips it out of Lopan's pretty hand, Star. "Okra?" There's one who I sense is more of the quiet, behind-the-scenes type, but he spoke up to say some kind of indecipherable coded message. Kurt in St. George says, "The sun is nice and orange right now. I'm glad the morning paper told me there's a big fire somewhere that's causing this. Otherwise, I might think I was having acid flashbacks." And that's it. I've made my break for it. As I'm fleeing the premises, the one with the British accent shouts the first line of the week after me. Vanamon says, "Bag puss."
You
are listening
to Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
We are Deadpan.
Deadpan
is the way.
Hey, Pan. Just drove through Popple River and I lost signal, so I couldn't call there. But now I'm in Long Lake. So not the actual lake, a town called Long Lake. Carry on.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for sending me stuff in this episode. That'll be Reaper, LeJohn, the Energizer Bunny, CJ, and of course, J.R. Murdoch. And Paul Mackey also sent stuff that is going to appear in the next episode. And Paul, I'm sorry that you always seem to be the holdover guy, but that's actually a good sign, though. The stuff is always strong, so it's always like an insurance in case next week is pure tumbleweeds. Speaking of tumbleweeds, we've had good, lively conversation, and let's keep that going on the comments page. We were around 700, right? I'm going to mouse click and mouse click, mouse click. Ditto, your Mike Oldfield Hulk comment was finally released. Yep, we ended up with 682. So anyway, the other ways that you can contribute, you can call in a voicemail, as Reaper did. That line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Or just send me email. Give me some recordings. Record an MP3 or WAV, whatever I can. If Audacity can handle it, I can handle it. The email address is sphericaljackm@gmail.com. And whatever kind of content you want to send is welcome. As I wasn't intentionally teasing with a fun, dumbass memory, but I have one of my own that will appear in the next episode. And you are welcome to send in contents of containers, as LeJohn did, or dumbass memories, or whatever you'd like. Anyway, I'm going to drop out of this episode now. Got some closing music, and we'll move on. There is, as I've been saying, there's good stuff for the episodes ahead. So I will cease the outro babble. Wish you all well, and thank you again for being Deadpan. Deadpan is the mother effing way. Good night, green eggs and mush.
Hey, Pan, this is the last time I'm calling because I'm leaving Caspian in the UP. It just crossed over into Michigan. And I'll be being at my parents' house here in just a few minutes. Good night, Mush. And Deadpan is a motherfucking way.
Berserk was a 1980s video arcade game where the player controlled a man inside a maze full of deadly robots where if the player lingered too long on one screen, an invisible bouncing ball named Evil Otto would come out and destroy them. No, seriously, he was a deadly bouncing ball with a smiley face.